A new study finds that children who grow up around cats and dogs are less likely to develop a wide range of allergies. NPR's John Hamilton reports that the study is the latest sign that scientists are changing their view of how and why allergies occur.
In the late 1980s, researchers began studying more than 800 children living in middle-class suburbs north of Detroit. The scientists collected data on each child from birth. They hoped to figure out which factors in a child's environment led to allergies, the immune system's overreaction to something that's not a real threat. High on the list of possible factors was the presence of household pets. But when the scientists analyzed the data, they got a surprise.
What we found was just the exact opposite of what we thought about when we started the study.
Dr. Dennis Ownby from the Medical College of Georgia says the results clearly vindicated dogs and cats.
Exposure to just one of them seemed to slightly reduce the probability that you were going to be allergically sensitive to common allergens. But when you are exposed to two or more cats or dogs, the probability of being allergic to a common allergen dropped by over 50%.
So at age 6 or 7, the children were far less likely to have allergies, not only to pets, but to grass and ragweed as well. This isn't the first evidence of a protective effect from animals. Studies from Europe have found that allergies and asthma are less common among children who grow up on farms. Ownby says this sort of research has produced a new way of thinking about allergies.
There is a hypothesis that is being tested or examined in light of many of these studies called the hygiene hypothesis, suggesting that what has happened over the last few decades is that children are living in such a clean environment that their immune system never develops quite the way it was originally designed or programmed to develop.
Ownby believes exposure to dogs or cats in the first year of life helps the immune system develop in a way that minimizes the chance it will overreact to common allergens. He says there's evidence the effect lasts into the teens and maybe for a lifetime. Other scientists aren't so sure. Dr. Thomas Platts-Mills wrote an editorial that accompanies Ownby's study in this week's Journal of the American Medical Association. He says the protection may be temporary. One clue, he says, is something called the Thanksgiving effect.
Some of the allergists in Boston always open their clinic on the day after Thanksgiving because there are so many children coming back from college who've gone into a house which has animals in it and suddenly find themselves either allergic for the first time or dramatically more allergic than they were before. As if being away from the animal for 2 or 3 months, you become more allergic.
Platts-Mills says that suggests the presence of pets early in life is not causing a permanent or fundamental change in the immune system. Instead, the immune system is merely building up a temporary tolerance to the allergens produced by cats or dogs. Whatever the case, Platts-Mills says the research shows there's no reason to get rid of dogs or cats before having children. On the other hand, he says, pets don't guarantee that a child will grow up without allergies.
I was brought up in a house with cats, mainly Siamese cats, and my youngest brother became allergic to them, which is actually the opposite of what the cleanliness hypothesis would recommend.
He says the other 5 boys in his family didn't develop allergies. John Hamilton, NPR News, Washington.